And good morning to all of you who are tuned in this morning to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, right on your browser. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program, and you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And our program comes to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m., and we cover issues with regard to our health, our consciousness, our spirituality, and also we like to focus on creativity and that part of us that allows us to create new things in the world, to express and expand from within ourselves, to bring something new and exciting. And really, that's how we fulfill our own lives and how we can change the world, by acknowledging that creativity that lies within. On today's program, we're going to be focusing on a little bit of everything that I've called out so far. And some of you might remember the old movie, well, maybe not so old, but from about 1980, called Fame. And it was one of my favorite movies when I was growing up, and I really related to it very strongly. And today we're going to be speaking about the real school that that movie was based upon. And that is the old High School of Music and Art and LaGuardia High School as it is today. And we're going to be talking about a benefit concert that will be taking place this evening. And my guests today are Anthony G. Evans, Victor Cook, and Andrew Kane. And then we're going to be speaking to Andrew a little bit later about the other part of his work, which is more aligned with spirituality, and I'll be speaking a little bit on that as well. So our guest today, Anthony Evans, he's incredibly talented and has been a musical force on the New York gospel scene since 1979. Since then, he has performed in 21 countries around the world, including Europe and South America. He was also nominated for the Helen Hayes Award for his work in Inspiration, performed at the Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. Anthony's dedication is visible in all aspects of his life, especially in serving his community. He directs four different church choirs and teaches music to students weekly. He has performed in benefit concerts at the United Nations for tsunami victims and in Texas for hurricane relief. He also developed a music program for the A. Philip Randolph Institute Conference. Anthony is a classically trained pianist who was discovered by Alan Parker at the age of 18 for the film Fame. He was nominated for a Grammy Award for his work on the movie's soundtrack. Anthony has worked and performed with Patti LaBelle, the Clark Sisters, and Tremaine Hawkins. He was the musical director for Melba Moore and conducted the classical production of Scott Joplin's Tremonisha. Anthony displayed another of his many talents when he worked with Spike Lee and Michael Jackson on the music video for his album, His Story. His unique performance style and athletic endurance have been a staple for annual European tour of Queen Esther Marrow's The Harlem Gospel Singers. So Anthony is driven by his passion for all genres of music and feels his purpose is to spread God's message through his talents. And before I go on to introduce everyone else, I just want to say hello and welcome, Anthony.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So happy to have you joining us this morning.
Also
joining us is Victor Trent Cook, and he is a counter tenor. Began singing at the age of 3 in his church home, the House of David. As a boy alto soloist, he sang with New York Philharmonic with such conductors such as James Levine, Zubin Mehta, and Leonard Bernstein. in famous venues such as the White House, Carnegie Hall, Avery Fisher Hall, and the John F. Kennedy Center. He's traveled throughout Europe and Japan, receiving rave reviews. His stage credits include off and on Broadway, most notably Grammy Award winner and Tony NAACP Award nominations for Smokey Joe's Cafe. His television credits include various soap operas, commercials, and the 1988 male vocalist $100,000 Star Search winner. He shared the stage with great talents ranging from Pavarotti to Barbara Streisand, Patti LaBelle, and William Finn. Presently with ensemble Cook, Dixon, and Young, and formerly known as Three More Tenors from PBS Great Performances series. And Victor, I want to say hello and welcome as well to Heart of Mind Radio.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Very pleased to have you. And also joining me is Andrew Kane. And Andrew Kane also graduated from LaGuardia High School of Music and the Performing Arts. Excuse me. The school that is putting on an event we're going to be talking about tonight. And he was also in the gospel chorus back in the school and is actually been working to help spread the word about tonight's performance. So we're going to talk to you about that. He is also the founder and executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. In 2017 will be the 10th anniversary of this celebration. And we'll talk more about Andrew's work as we go further in the program. But I wanted to alert everyone that there's this very beautiful event happening today. And it's at the Castle, formerly Music and Art High School. And it's today, Friday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. And for those of you who want to find out more, we're going to be giving that information to you. But let's talk first about the event itself, and then we can go a little bit deeper. Who would like to start off? Perhaps Anthony, you want to tell us a little something about what's happening today?
Sure. Well, I got a call from Victor several months ago speaking about bringing the choir back together for a reunion. And I thought to myself, we had done it maybe two or three times, so I just thought it would be something else to do. But last night's rehearsal, when I was there, I realized that this is something very, very special. I think this particular one stands out because some of the people coming back have not come back in almost 30-something years. I mean, some of these people literally, this is their first reunion. And so it's just so wonderful to see the amount of talent that's up on that stage. And I'm just so excited for tonight. First of all, I don't have to do anything but sit there because they're kind of honoring me. So I don't have to work as hard to watch them. But just to see what is going to transform tonight is really, really going to be special. So the only thing I can say is if you can't be there, you're definitely going to miss it.
And Victor, tell us something about your inspiration to pull all of this together to work towards drawing upon such a rich history of musical performance.
Well, I just think the timing is right. I was on Facebook, and the alumni were saying that they were going to have a reunion, and so I accidentally just got on their alumni site and I said, could I please come, because I've never attended one of the reunions in 30 years because I'm always busy. So I said, while I have this time, let me see if I can come back. And so they said to me, you can only come back if you direct a choir. And I said to them, if you get a choir together, I'll direct a choir. And our my protege, who I looked up to when I was 13 and 14 years old, before I actually attended the school, was this young man, Anthony Evans, who so graciously can put a choir together and he can make anybody just sound like just glorious angels' voices. So I tried to pattern myself after him. So I said, well, why don't we honor Anthony this year? So we're coming to honor him, but in the midst of me pulling together this choir, we called him, and it just brought out so many people, as he forestated, that have came out. It put another stamp on this year. This year is quite special. And I believe the timing of what's happening in the world today, there's a shift being happened. And so I wanted to embrace our past because there's a shift with the new technology as we see in music nowadays. They've taken what we had to take 4 years to learn. You can just push a button now. And I'm not hating on any technology, but there's a plus and a minus to the technology, because we had to go to school and you had to learn how to play an instrument, whether it's being given to you on a sound module or a sequencer. So now you just have, it's the push the button world, which is a good thing, but also I wanted to embrace our past and embrace and show the younger generation of how we came to get the sounds that we have today, and as well embrace the present and see where we're going in the future. So it's a combining of the 30 years, and from the start of the choir, we have a young lady that's there that's going to be announcing some of the songs, who has been there from the inception of the choir. Unto today, we have young kids. Even Roderick's son has graduated. One of our directors, his son graduated. So it's so much, there's a whole generation, about 40 years, that we're going to see there tomorrow, that's all coming together, and we're just going to make some great music. We're going to capture some old memories, and we're going to make some new music, and we're going to see where this is going to take us, because this is a special time right now. So we're trying to bridge the gap as well as, you know, just reconnect.
Mm. Well, I think that's a very beautiful thing. I can relate to this in a lot of ways, because I actually went to the High School of Art and Design, which was more about the, you know, visual arts, but the skill sets that we used at that time were so different than now, where everything is on the computer. But there's a real essence of creativity when you're touching the medium, when you're working with a real voice as opposed to, you know, just compiling sounds on you know, soundboards and or on a computer. So there's a real richness to this kind of creativity that connects you directly to the human instrument as producing this beautiful music. And nothing is really more indicative of the human instrument than a chorus, you know, when you bring all that blending together and or a choir. So tell us a little something about the performance itself, the songs, the movements. Anything you'd like to share about the performance that people will enjoy if they come tonight?
Anthony, you can go ahead.
I was enjoying both of you all. The only thing, it's a few things. Well, I think the songs, because this is something that's interesting. Last night when I got there, years ago, I wrote a very simple tune called He's Sweet, I Know. And it actually was a prelude to a real long kind of arrangement with verses and all kinds of bridges and stuff. But for some reason, the more simple version is what caught on through the years. Now, as an artist or anybody who creates anything, like, you'll say, all right, well, I just did that just to do that. You know, sometimes you don't think that it's worth anything, or just maybe not worth as much as it is going to be. And to hear that simple arrangement being sung through the years, I've heard it sang so many ways. I mean, it is amazing because the piece actually, it's like you put it on like a one size fits all, because it's arranged in such a way that anybody who is a good director or who knows what they're doing can make it work. I mean, it was the most amazing thing to hear that interpretation. And I mean, Victor, he was up there directing that choir last night, and I it brought me to tears. I had just got there, and I sat down, and I'm saying, my God, I'm already in tears because of how special the talent is. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if you're getting this point, but that's something that stuck out in my mind. I couldn't believe it. So, I mean, then you have the anthem stuff, and you have some of the older traditional gospel music that's not even being heard anymore. I mean, maybe if you have your own personal way of hearing it, but, you know, nowadays everything, like Victor said, is kind of a little more new jack. But to hear the traditional stuff that's going on and the way it's being interpreted, that's what's going to be special tonight. And everybody in the place is going to read one thing they're going to do. They're going to take a trip back down memory lane. And it's going to soothe every part of them, because this is something that you don't get anymore. I would have loved, and I'm sure Victor can attest to this as well, I would have loved to stay in New York and continue that work all the time just to keep it going. But it wasn't my job to do so. That's God's job, you know. He was the one who allowed the music to live on through the people while I moved on and did other things and went to other countries and stuff. So I thought at one point, I said, wow, maybe I should have stayed and did the community thing and went, you know, from church to church so people would know the music. But I didn't have to. That's what makes it so special. All from my years of 79, all through the 80s, through the 90s, to 2000, this music has lived, you know. And it's not just my stuff. It's original stuff from choir members. And when you look inside of the choir members, they're Broadway stars, there's TV stars. Oh, my God, there's bishops and ministers and high calling. I mean, these people are great, I tell you. I mean, it would be a shame for us not to do this again in an even bigger way.
Some of the music that we're going to hear are, you're going to hear stuff from work from Andre Crouch. You're going to hear work from Richard Smallwood. You're going to hear works from Walter Hawkins. But to touch on what Anthony was talking about, his piece, you're going to hear original pieces also. He's Sweet, I Know. You're going to hear an original piece by Roger Dixon, Lord, Lord, Lord. We had to cut out material because we would have been there all night. And we're just giving you a touch of what we can do. And I mean, it's just when you hear these original songs being sung and how they've been, there's different arrangements throughout the years. It's been, to touch on that again, it's been amazing. So you're going to have a arc of music coming together, especially the soloists that are singing. It's just a joy to hear them, and they still have their chops. So it's not like we're coming back and it's going to be a different sound. These young people still have their chops, so please get there and get a ticket tonight.
And let's remind people of what we're speaking about. It's the Alumni Concert, the Music and Art LaGuardia Gospel Chorus Alumni Concert, Friday, June 10th, that's tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Castle, formerly the Music and Art High School, and now it's the A. Philip Randolph High School. But the address is 443 West 135th Street in New York, in Harlem. And there will be tours for people who are actually alumni from 5 to 7, so if you want to get there early. And you could actually get tickets online. I believe they're $25 online. And you can also get tickets right there at the door it's a $30 entrance fee. And is there a website or an email that people can connect with in order to get tickets?
That should have been on given to you, but
I do have it. And in fact, when people go to the Progressive Radio Network website, they can go to the Heart of Mind Radio archive page, and there in the description of the show will be the links to the event. Or
right.
People might be able to check the Gospel Chorus Alumni Concert Facebook event page. So you could probably search that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And people can make that connection in those two ways. So I'm really very, very happy that, you know, that I've been able to spend a little time with you. I look forward to seeing the concert and listening to the concert tonight. So I want to thank both of you for joining me today on the show, Anthony Evans and Vincent Trent Cook. Thank you so much.
Victor Trent Cook. And we want to give a shout-out to Andrew, who's been taking so much wonderful footage of the show and pictures. Thank you, Andrew, who's your next guest.
Yes, thank you, Andrew.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, yes, and Andrew, so why don't you start off by telling us a little bit, a few moments of what your experience was like at the High School of Music and Performing Arts.
I'm just tickled pink just to hear Victor and Anthony speak. You know, I'm very honored to be part of this upcoming concert tonight, and haven't been at all the rehearsals. These guys are like off the hook. You know, it really sounds so great. The experience of being at Music and Art for me has just been in awe. It's just been there was never a day I didn't want to go to school. I never wanted to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wanted to be there every day. And when I became part of the Gospel Chorus, it was I think it was my junior senior year. It was just amazing because I love gospel music. I mean, it just raises your vibration. It's just so beautiful, like so high. You know, gives you a high. You know. And that's why one of the reasons why I joined is because I didn't want to wait just the semi-annual. I wanted to be there every day in the class, you know, listening to music and singing in music, and it was just great. So this concert tonight is going to be off the hook. So anybody and everybody should attend.
Well, that's great, and I do encourage everyone to find out more about all of this work. Certainly, if anyone's a graduate of the school, they should go to the concert. But
yeah,
I think
let me just give
really
the website.
It's
alumni and friends, alumniandfriends.tix.com. But actually, tickets in advance are no longer available. But it's $30 at the door, so they can go to the Facebook page that you're going to post, and we look forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be really an amazing, amazing historical night.
Excellent. So, well, that's beautiful. And just to remind everyone, that is today. So, you know, get ready. You know, if you're getting off of work, just head on over there. If you're, you know, call up your friends and invite them to this really special event. It's going to be tonight at 7:30 p.m., the Music of Art LaGuardia Gospel Chorus Alumni Concert, and it's at 7:30 p.m. at the Castle, 443 West 135th Street in New York. It's right up there by City College and, you know, right near the City College campus, not hard to get to, and we want you to enjoy. And thank you for thank you for all for being here. I wanted to I'd like to, when time is more available, get back into this conversation of creativity and having this kind of creative life. It's really a beautiful way to have your life expression in the world just by being creative and singing or creating music or something. It's a beautiful thing.
So,
Andrew, I also wanted to give you a chance to speak about your other work because you're also doing an event on Saturday.
I am.
Right, so let me just tell people again that you are the founder and executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. 2017 will be the 10th anniversary of that. You're also a vibrational sound channel singer, soul writer, and vibrational poet, sharing gifts to be a connector and transmitter for world peace and unconditional love. And you also go by the name Reawakened Kane, or Reawakened, which is an acronym for your name, Andrew Kane. So tell us about this event that's going to be at the New Life Expo on Saturday.
Well, on Saturday at from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. is the Health, Wellness, Yoga, and Raw Expo connected with the New Life Expo that Mark Becker has been doing for 25 years. It's going to be a lot of different exhibitors and 50 different speakers. And for me personally, I'm going to be doing a class called Wellness Sounds for the Soul, using and I'm going to be having amazing sound healers. I have Sylvia Moss. She plays the crystal bowl. And Basia Blanska, she plays the flute, the classical flute, and a Native American flute, and some other instruments. And I also have a Gourda percussionist, Kevin Nathaniel. So it's going to be really a musical interlude with poetry, sound healing, and some music and songs that I wrote. You know, it's really interesting because when I was back in high school, I loved singing in a choir. But when I had to sing in front of Miss X, or you know, when I had to sing in choir as a solo, I just I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a little shy. But now it's the reverse. It's like now I'm like, you know, wanting to sing because I'm getting these spiritual songs and I want to share them with the world. And I'm not in the choir, but I'm more of like a, you know, I actually this music. It's basically what I'm going to be doing in that 45-minute hour is going to be incorporating poetry that I've written also, these beautiful poems, and they're going to play in the background with the crystal bowls and the flutes and the percussion, and with that and also the sound healing. So it's going to be a really nice little event there in the 45-minute. And besides me, there's a lot of other people throughout the day.
Yeah, it should be a great event, and I'll remind people of all that information. I wanted to take a few more minutes, Andrew, for you to tell people a little bit more about the work that you do, because just to give it some context, that you're so
sure.
Far a musician, but you also have worked in terms of the environment and celebrating
yes,
the
actually,
earth, and then you
enough,
sort of moved into this other field.
Yeah, I mean, peace and unity is so precious to my blood. I mean, this is actually the 20th anniversary. 20 years I've been on this spiritual journey of having unity consciousness completely in my blood. I mean, it's just been all around my consciousness. And the peace work, actually, there's actually a peace walk happening in Woodstock on August 6th that I'm part of. I'm really active in the peace communities and the spiritual communities, so the peace is so important. And next year will be the 10th anniversary of the World Peace Earth Day celebration that I've been doing, and it's really important, you know. We need to, as Victor said, there's a shift happening. There's a shift happening everywhere, you know, vibrationally on this planet, and it's really good, and just unity is so important for us to come together, and tonight's part of that, and what I'm doing tomorrow is part of that, and what other people are doing for the planet, you know, that are good things for unity and peace. It's very important.
And can you explain to people a little bit more about the work that you're doing? You know, I understand that you're going to be doing poetry and channeling, and there's going to be this beautiful complement of sounds integrated. So if one were to just think of it as an experience, I've been to your events and they're really quite beautiful as well as uplifting, because you could actually feel the vibration.
Can I share something?
But
I think I can
speak,
do it.
Speak something
and
about what it is that you're bringing through you, because it is that you're connecting to more expansive spiritual powers.
Thank you. I think the best way to answer that, Kathy, is to actually do it for about 30 seconds. Is that okay?
And then explain
do
what
it.
You've done.
I say
yeah.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
I know, I say,
now, energy and message coming from?
The sounds are coming through me like they're coming from like another dimension, another vibrational. You know, it's coming through me. It's called light language. It's called sound channeling. I'm bringing sounds through me from like another place that's not of Earth. You know, so it's beautiful sounds that are here, that are coming through me for peace and unity. And sometimes it's hard to explain. It's better to experience it, but it's just energy and vibration. And mm-hmm. vibration and sound and music, as you know, the power of gospel music, the power of music is so powerful. So what I'm bringing in is the vibration of sound from the sixth or seventh or eighth dimension. Who knows? I personally don't know exactly where mm-hmm. it's coming from, but I know that it's very powerful. And I think all music and all sound and all vibration that we share, gospel music is so powerful. You know what I mean? It each has a different vibration of power that brings us higher and brings us, you know, this energy of love and peace. And that's who we are. That's who we are.
Exactly. And I simply fully understand that this is really what's happening. And in a way, that's why I was connecting to the real performance, you know, sitting in an audience, listening to a choir, or being in an event in which there's other kinds of music being played, that it's really not just the ear that is hearing and enjoying the presentation, but there's a heart connection. There is a spiritual connection. There is a resonance that's created through these events that is, in a way, bringing the voice of, I would say, God, you could say, the voice of higher self, the voice of angels. It's just that as human beings, no matter what we do in a creative way, we're connecting to a much greater power. And when we bring that through our bodies into the world, that energy stays in the world. So we're actually bringing through a gift. At least that's how I view things such as we've been talking about today. So we're out of time for this segment, but I wanted to offer each of you, if you wanted to have a last word or a last thought you wanted to share with our listeners.
Well, I'll just say one last thing is for me, is that the expo is at the Hotel Pennsylvania. I didn't mention that, at 33rd Street and 7th Avenue from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So,
Okay. Anyone else? Philosophically,
I just like to say thank you so much, and to on that note of just keep spreading the love.
Exactly.
Yeah, same here. I think it's just great. Everything that I'm hearing this morning is just positive. It makes me want to get into my day.
Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me this morning, and
You're welcome.
Be back in a few moments. We're going to take a musical break, but let me just remind everybody about the event taking place tonight at the Music and Art LaGuardia Gospel Chorus Alumni Concert, Friday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Castle, and that's 443 West 135th Street in Manhattan. The zip is 10031, but it's right up by the campus of City College, so it's fairly easy to get to. And for those of you who want to find out more, you can go on to Facebook and you can search the Gospel Chorus Alumni Concert Facebook event. Or if you, after the show, you can come back to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and look up the Heart of Mind radio page and you'll see information about the concert. If you didn't get all the details, as well, this is true, you'll also see information about the New Life Health and Wellness Yoga and Raw Food Expo, Saturday, June 11th, and it's, I believe, 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. at the Hotel Pennsylvania, 33rd Street and 7th Avenue in New York City, and you can go to newlifeexpo.com. So thank you, and stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment after we take a break. for a few station announcements, and I'm just going to say so long, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye-bye. Anthony G. Evans, Victor Cook, and Andrew Kane have been my guests, but stay tuned. I have more in the next segment.
You are listening to PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Maria Heller, host of The Maria Heller Show, heard at MariaMERIA.net 4 days a week. But every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, you get to hear one of the best shows of the week on The Maria Heller Show right here on PRN.FM. If you missed the show, they're archived right here on site at PRN. Support real truth in media by tuning in and sharing the information you hear with anyone that'll listen. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward. And we hope you are coming with us.
It's the BRONX. You know what's next.
It's a bowl of soul. Tune in and get your dose of classic soul and independent R&B music from the United States and abroad on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A Bowl of Soul is a music experience you won't forget or regret. Check out A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network, your voice for independent views.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program. And I was very pleased with our guests in the last segment because I do recognize how important it is, first of all, to support the arts, but also to engage in activities that are beneficial for all of us, for ourselves, you know, to fill the heart, fill the soul, enliven the spirit, and nothing can do that more than a beautiful concert experience. So I hope those of you who can will support that program this evening. I also wanted to talk about some of the work that I have been doing over the last year. And I have, as many of you know, have been working with energy healing. And I have been really coming to have insights into how this really works and how this can be expanded, and I wanted to share a little bit more of that with you, because really it's important to begin to understand that we're living in an age which represents the flowering of humanity, and it represents an opportunity for us to integrate and connect in a much deeper way so that we can express in the world in a much more fulfilling way. And as I've been working with people, both on the level of healing the body and also on the level of maybe expanding or, I don't want to say perfecting, but optimizing our capacity, that it's really a way, there's a way in which we have to come to realize, or which I have felt was really important and a really big step in the healing process, is to really begin to recognize our own power, and some people may say divinity. I have a tendency to regard the human spirit as divine spirit. But we're living during a time in which this energy, this spirit of creation that we have in through history historically directed outwardly into an outer divinity, a divinity in the sky, an invisible something somewhere that has this power over and within the earth. But we're approaching this time of expansion when we are individually taking self-responsibility for this power of creation and this power of divinity that really exists inside of us, inside of everything and inside of everyone. And the real rub in this whole process is moving out of the control or moving out of the influence of the mental domination factors that we have been raised in. So it's a little bit like a fish being raised in a fishbowl and being controlled, every little bit of food being shaken in from the top. The space of movement being very limited, perhaps the vegetation or the so-called underwater plants might even be artificial. And we can think of our lives in our third dimensional reality as being something like that. We're living in an artificial construct in which the information that flows through us is limited. It's artificial. It doesn't give us any context for understanding what's happening within our being. And through that inner self, the depth of it and how much it links into and is rooted into the very forces and dynamic of creation. And as we evolve ourselves into a state of being able to work with these forces, that we can have real integrity in our manifestation, in our healing, in our transforming of our bodies, our world, our mind, our lives. All of this is, we're like going into that frame where we have this capacity. But the difficulty between fully realizing that and, you know, moving through into that fully realized fifth dimensional world, some people think of it ascension process, some people speak of it. But it really is, it's more of an integration than it is an ascension. And the reason, one of the reasons we're not able to fully experience that blossoming of humanity is because we're still attached to some of the old mental constructs. And the mind is a very powerful tool of creation in order for us to be able to move into full power in manifesting our world. We have to be mindful of what's happening, what we are continuing to create based on old thinking, old programming, old fears, old wounds that are in our energetic field. So our body has an energetic portals within it. Some people think of them as chakras. Some think of them as dantians, depending on the cultural influence. But we also have a field around us, which is really our mind. Our mind, we are contained within the mind. The mind is not contained within our bodies. And so this mind is something that we can get deeper connection to, the full divinity of our mental capacity. But if you think of your mind for a moment as an environment in which you're living, when we look out into the world, you can look out the window, gaze out the window. Some days it's a clear sky. Some days there are clouds passing by. Some days it's rainy or stormy. And if you make that comparison to our physical environment, to our mental environment, you can see how there's, through times, it changes. Different weather patterns and formations will pass through. And so when you're living in a third-dimensional world with tied to the matrix of our third-dimensional world, then that force of energy, those the weather such as it is in the mental space, is being controlled from something outside of your own divine force. It's being controlled by the media, controlled by the government. And so this is beyond the control of our lives, but it's the control of our mental space. And so when you compare a cloud in the sky to what's happening in our mental space, you could think of it as a thought form, A thought form can be thought of as like a cloud, a density within your own mental space. And so a thought form is an energy that creates, that has an impact on the inner environment. So if you have a thought form that says to you, I'm not good enough, then that thought form is going to be in the field of your mental environment, putting out energy that's going to have an impact on your body, because your body is swimming in that thought. So when we begin to take control of our energy field, our mind field, such as it is, we're unplugging from those thoughts that are fed into our consciousness, and we're plugging back into our own core, which carries us to the root of who we are, which is into the force of our own divinity. And when we're doing that, that's how we begin to reconstruct our world, is because rather than having the thought forms be negative, the thought forms can be constructive, and they can be more of a guidance. They can be more of something that's going to support that which you want to create in your world. So that being said, there's a lot of work of self-understanding that goes into this, and there are processes that we can work through to get to the point of being completely self-directed from our own root, from our divine source, rather than be directed from the outer world. And really, when we unplug from that matrix, when we stop thinking those thoughts, and when we are able to exercise our own sovereignty, it's an energetic space sovereignty, then the construct of the third dimensional world of the power games fade to you. They become less of an issue in your life. And as more people are able to do that, it becomes less of an issue in terms of the reality in which we inhabit it. So it's an interesting conversation, and we're going to go more into this, but I wanted to invite you to actually join me in the process of deconstructing the matrix in our individual fields and making that connection to the root force, root, R-O-O-T, the root of who we are, that consciousness, divine consciousness that gave birth to the soul that you are at this moment in time. So that's where we want our connection to be. And to work on this process, I'm doing two different, it's not an event really, it's an ongoing opportunity to connect with each other and work through this understanding. And one of them is the spiritual work, which is more about the understanding, the conversation, the looking and seeking within ourselves for those thought forms that are destructive. And with that, I'm continuing. We've started since earlier in the year the spiritual support group, which we are doing, having a monthly meeting of this spiritual support group in which we can come together and share information about this, work on these issues, and really get to the point where we can be in our own power. And so the spiritual support group, and it's a healing circle, so we also do some energy work, is the third Wednesday of the month, which is coming up next week on Wednesday, the 15th of June. And it meets at 7:15 to 9:15 p.m., it's at Jnana Yoga, J-N-A-N-A, Yoga and Wellness Center, 97 Bond Street in Brooklyn, New York, 11217, and that's between Atlantic and Pacific Streets, in Atlantic Avenue and Pacific Street in Brooklyn. It's very easy to get to, not far from the Barclay Center. So that's the third Wednesday of the month, every month through to the end of the year, and you can begin to participate in this work for yourself, bring your own insights as well. And so that is the 15th of June for this month at Jnana Wellness Center, 97 Bond Street in Brooklyn. And you can get more information or confirm with me either by phone or email. The phone is 347-480-1694, and you can send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com to find out more about this. The other part of this work is part is the physical, because the other really powerful aspect of the times that we're living in is that we are evolving spiritually. And in the old days, in order to reach the level of spiritual potential, full potential, people usually would pass. You know, they'd die and then they might elevate to and ascend to a higher level of being. But we're being offered the opportunity as a human race to be able to not just ascend spiritually or integrate the higher self into ourselves spiritually, but also to expand and uplift the physical body. And by this, we are moving from carbon-based to be more crystalline-based physically in our physical structures, what gives us a much more powerful physical structure. But there is a conversion taking place in our bodies at this time. And so the same work that we're doing mentally and spiritually, it becomes necessary for us also to do physically. So very many people at this time are facing extreme physical challenges, illnesses. Some people are facing extreme fatigue, or other kinds of symptoms that have no real name, that have no real point of reference. And it's because our bodies are being challenged by the elevated energy vibration in the field within which we're living. And this field is generated cosmically. It's because we've moved into an area of space that has a much quicker vibrational field. And in order for us to survive that physically, we have to generate within our own bodies the capacity to vibrate energetically at a much refined level. And so for this, I'm working with quantum Qigong. I've been a Qigong practitioner and teacher for more than 20 years, but at this point, I'm really recognizing the quantum nature of this practice as a way of awakening and moving energy through our bodies in order to actually transport the old energies out and to change the signature of our energetic field and of our DNA and of our biology so that we can physically survive being in a world that is of a different vibration. And if you wonder why it is that so many people are getting sick and many people are passing or not going, making it through their challenges, is because they're not understanding what's being called for. So there's an opportunity not only to survive any illness, anything that's been diagnosed as chronic or life-threatening is survivable at this moment in time. But it requires making a real shift at the fundamental level of our physicality. And that's really what quantum Qigong is about. It's about the practice of moving and uplifting the energy field so that through that, the DNA will become more in alignment with its fullness. So we're thought of as having two strands of DNA, but there's really, I believe, as many as 13 strands, 12 to 13 strands, that we're pulling back into alignment so that we can have the capacity of expanding and using all of the DNA and all of the points of the brain that are now considered junk DNA or inaccessible parts of our brain tissue. It's there for the purpose of moving into this next level of existence, and we have to learn how to bring it online. So this is what quantum Qigong is about. For those of you who are interested in exploring this dynamic, I invite you to join me as well on a summer series. I'm doing a class on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., and it is at Studio Maya, also in Brooklyn, 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn, on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. And it will only be going on until July 30th through June and July, and then that's it for now. We'll see what happens in the future. So if you're interested in doing that, you're welcome to join me for that as well. So that'll be taking place this Saturday coming and onward through till July. And next week is the Spiritual Support Group, the 15th of June. And so these are ongoing programs in which you can begin to transform and work towards and through the challenges that you have in your world. So thank you for being a part of this program today. I invite you to stay tuned for more great program. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. My number again, 347-480-1694, or heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network.